Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ordained Chaplains Podcast. My name is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society University, and this is the work of the chaplain, lesson number 59. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help those who are interested in serving others through chaplaincy, pastoring, coaching, and counseling to learn the basics, the fundamentals of this profession. Our work of the chaplain passage for this episode is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12 today, which says, "So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As ye know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doeth his children, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory." Our work of the chaplain quote for this episode is from Dr. Randy White. He said, "The chaplain is on the front lines ministering to people in a crisis. One of the best things that a chaplain can do is to help a person learn how to deal with their pain." What a wonderful role the chaplain has in guiding people in a beautiful way to channel their energy into some useful pursuit, end of quote, to pick up the pieces and to carry the pieces across the goal line, if you will. So today, beloved, in this Work of the Chaplain podcast, we are going through the fine book, The Work of the Chaplain, by Naomi K. Paget and Janet R. McCormick. If you don't have a copy of this book, order it from Amazon.com right now so that you can follow along real good. Our topic today is First Responder Chaplaincy, Part 11. Unique Factors. One unique aspect of emergency services is the intentional brevity of the service. Paramedics, EMTs, and search and rescue personnel are concerned with safety and preventing further injury or loss. They do not expect to cure diseases or provide comprehensive treatment at the scene. They are trained to stabilize patients and transport them quickly to medical facilities for more intensive or long-term care. In doing so, their contact with the patient is very clinical and accelerated, and they often cannot recall names or any personal details about the people they rescue. The stress these first responders experience is cumulative, and chaplain services to these people are usually centered on field support and stress mitigation after the fact. Cumulative stress often disables emergency services personnel through decreased cognitive functioning, relational dysfunction, and emotional overload. Chaplains are often used for critical incident stress management. through debriefings, one-on-one counseling, and risk management, or trying, if you will, to find out what the problem is. Because emergency services are often about providing emergency medical assistance, chaplains must be aware of inherent dangers to themselves. Accident scenes may be very dangerous. Often heavy equipment is in use, and there may be water hazards or medical dangers such as blood-borne pathogens, sharps, needles or scalpels, or high-voltage equipment. Chaplains with queasy stomachs would be wise to consider a different setting for chaplaincy ministry. Chaplain requirements, duties, and issues are very similar to those of the fire department. However, because these agencies are usually small local offices, chaplains are typically volunteers or employees who do chaplain ministry as collateral duty. In such cases, chaplains may be exempt from some educational and technical training. Good listeners with strong stomachs may fit the bill. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue learning about the work of the chaplain next Wednesday in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for our time together. Thank you for what we learned. Help us to grow thereby. And make us to be a blessing to others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And now, beloved, if you have come across this podcast by chance and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from the punishment of sin, which is hell, even today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws, God's commandments. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes you and me and the Pope and everybody else. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. It's called death and eternal hell. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell if you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, mean and hateful and cruel and wicked people, and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and all idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. You have God's word on it. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Trust Christ today as your Savior. I guarantee you that if you pray to him right now, he will save your soul. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I've done wrong in my life and that I have broken your commandments and that I deserve hell, eternal hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon me. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I believe that he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind these reasons. Dear friend, until next time, please keep in mind what you've learned in this lesson. Use it for the glory of God and to help others along this road called life, for the glory of God.